Hello and welcome to In Depth for a second and final interview. LaVon Brooks is in, I think, what, it's been a year since you've been in, talking about the exact same thing. High Sierra Industries, iCelerate, kind of a rebranding process going, which, of course, we were just talking about it before I started recording, but bureaucracy is a problem. So
always.
It's taken you a while to get to iCelerate, but nonetheless, High Sierra Industries, tell me about it, LaVon.
We have been an organization. It's actually two organizations under sort of a mothership company. The way we're sort of structured organizationally, we have High Sierra Industries and WRC, and these organizations have been around actually since the 50s.
Wow.
WRC was founded in 1953, HSI in 1977, and we have been serving people with disabilities in our community all this time.
All right.
And so, we're real excited. We're going to be doing our annual open house and the Extreme Ability Challenge.
Cool.
So, very excited about that.
Yeah, wonderful endeavor. So, disabilities, I mean, are we talking about specific kinds? Is it kind of run the gamut? Physical and mental and so on?
Yes, all of the above.
Yeah.
We probably would, if we broadly talked about what we really love to do, and that is anyone with a learning challenge.
Right.
Clearly, the organization started by addressing people with developmental disabilities. Back in the day, it was called mental retardation. We don't use that word anymore.
Yeah, and not so kosher anymore.
Yeah, well, it's like a lot of other words that we use to describe something that's less than.
Right.
And
right,
when we think about learning disabilities now, and you think about the prevalence of people with autism, 1 in 59, when I'm doing talks with audiences, I'll say, so anybody who has a challenge to learn anything, raise your hand. And, you know, almost everyone has a challenge to learn something in their life.
Right.
I'm a terrible language learner. Once upon a time, I was terrible with math until I realized it was just myself getting in the way. But we all have challenges when it comes to learning, whether it be something that's very profound and it's going to take us a long time to get to learn something, or if it's just something that we're we've worked with some gifted and talented young people who really struggled socially to learn social skills and so on. So it's all over the map. And yes, we specifically in our services today, we serve adults primarily over the age of 22. We're we've been developing a really cool skills assessment instrument over the last 7 years that we're currently in piloting, and that will allow us to start serving a younger population. It's an assessment that can be done with any age and any learner. So we're pretty excited about that.
Right.
It's like these things take time. It's actually software.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
It's going to take a while to develop.
I would not have imagined it. But as we look at what is it, and you keep kind of asking the question, why, how can we get better at doing this? And we keep coming into or backing into, gosh, if we would know more about strengths, actual strengths of a person, what could we do? How could we teach them faster? And how can they tell us more, even if they don't have language, through what mechanism could we understand what they need to learn? And it's pretty fascinating. We have a great team of learning behaviorists and scientists that are just interested in how people learn.
Yeah. And how they learn?
Yes.
Yeah. And it actually made me think, I mean, it must be an ever-evolving process because I feel like science is constantly finding new ways of how the brain works and how people communicate. So, I mean,
absolutely.
You guys are just, you keep learning.
Absolutely. Well, and you can't be tout yourself as a learning organization if you're not out there constantly pushing the envelope on how can we do this better. And we have this sort of philosophy as an organization is that every learner can learn. It's up to us to find those keys to unlock the process by which you as a learner can communicate your needs, whether it's a very simple sign, for example, if you don't have language skill, or some way of manipulating your world, which is really what we all want, some form of independence if you have profound disabilities, and all the way to somebody who wants to live in their own apartment, who've maybe lived at home in their 20s now, and they're really looking forward to a life of more independence. And that's really what we're here to help people discover, first of all, what their distance is from that goal, and then how can we move them along that continuum to get to their goals.
Gotcha. So how many people are you working with at HSI at any given time, I guess?
Well, that's a good question. We increased our reach, I suppose, in terms of defining what we do as community impact. We realized a few years ago that if we were working to educate the educators or work with those people who facilitate the direct learning of a person with a disability, then we could really leverage the knowledge that this organization has amassed through all these years, as well as the talent of the people that we have currently on our team who've really worked with curriculum and being able to train the trainer sort of model in addition to doing direct service. So directly we have over 200 people that we serve.
Wow.
In our facility as well as in employment. And then indirectly, we do some training with the special ed department in Washoe County Schools, which we're very excited about and gotten good feedback from them, as well as working with other providers in the community and doing, there are mandatory trainings that we can do and that we love doing with other providers in the community as well.
All right. That's fantastic. So this open house, when is it coming up?
It is September 7th. It is Saturday. It's an open house. We also have what we call the Extreme Ability Challenge, and it's essentially a relay race.
Yeah.
And it was created in response to something different than a table of eight and the kind of fundraising of occasion that is typical.
Right.
So we thought, what could we do where people with disabilities could integrate easily into a fun environment? And it probably wasn't a black tie dinner.
Right.
Probably
yeah.
would be something really different. And so we thought about, what can we do to put people with disabilities in the strength place? In other words, how do we showcase what they can do and capabilities? And so we came up with this idea of, what if we have typically functioning people like myself or you, at least on some days.
Yeah. That's a good point.
If I'm not hormonally challenged today.
I know, right.
So we would challenge you to do the kinds of work that the people that we have as employees with disabilities at High Sierra Industries and WRC, have you do what they do and what they do very well. And then provide you with essentially a challenge in some capacity, whether it's you're trying to do some fine motor skill with some goggles on that have been damaged in such a way, or actually what we did is we took sandpaper to them so you can't really see. You can see light and you can see shapes sort of in general, but you would be a person who would be legally blind.
Right.
Okay. We have two tasks that involve sign language.
Oh, wow.
Two tasks that involve being in a wheelchair and actually going through a door, opening a door, closing a door. Wheeling to the finish line in the wheelchair is the last task. And then some other sort of tasks that have you use some fine motor skills, but maybe you have one hand or one arm that you basically don't get to use. Maybe we make you put it behind your back and use your non-dominant hand.
Yeah.
So you can feel what it might be like to have a stroke, for example.
Right.
Which isn't necessarily something you're born with. A disability can happen to us at any time in our life, lest we forget that.
Yeah,
a physical disability,
point.
A traumatic brain injury that could essentially have you be solving some interesting problems relative to your own cognition that you may not have thought you'd ever face. But in fact, those things are could happen to any of us.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. So that's like a whole bunch of things. So people can just sign up to take part?
Yes, it's a team, actually. So, for example, it's the answer to a table of eight for $1,000 for dinner, or it's a team of eight for $1,000, and we feed you lunch, and it's barbecue. We have great sponsors from Scolaris and from BJ's Barbecue and Sparks,
oh,
who
wonderful.
Actually do the marinating and barbecuing of the meat for us. And so it's a really good barbecue lunch.
Yeah.
And we even have some vegan stuff for those people who are not into meat, but we have some veggie burgers and various other salads and so on for the lunch.
Very cool.
It's $25 for the donation for the ticket, which if you just want to come, you certainly can do that. And we love to have people come. We also have kid activities and face painting, tattoos, and other things that for the kiddos to do while mom and dad maybe peruse the silent auction or the raffle.
Oh, there's a silent auction and
raffle
going on.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So lots of different things, as well as tour of our addition. We added about 10,000 square feet onto our facility last year.
Did.
Yeah, and it's beautiful, and we love to take people through that. And just to come and spend a few hours or even just a half an hour, even if you come and your team races, people ask, well, how long does the race take? And I say, well, if you're really, really bad, you might take more than 15 minutes.
Which would be highly entertaining
exactly.
for everyone.
Exactly. The winning time last year, I think, was in the 2 minute range.
Wow.
2 to 3 minute range. Yeah. So.
Okay.
It's depending on how where you are in the course. Of course, a lot of teams like to go last because they learn from the teams in front of them.
Right. Good point. Yeah, going first is always intimidating.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, so you just dropped that bomb that you added 10,000 feet?
10,000 square feet.
Square feet
It's a two-story building. We were in some leased space, two buildings down, where sort of the organization was sort of split up.
Gotcha.
And so that enabled us to move everybody together in the same building.
Oh, very cool. So is there any new facility
aspect
that you can take advantage of?
We have four classrooms. And then we added a really nice lunchroom, which is where we'll be serving the lunch for the Extreme Ability Challenge. And then an outside patio area, which is beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
And we did it in Nevada Wolfpack colors. Actually, it's silver and blue.
Nice.
So,
Cool. So representative. That's
yes,
nice.
Absolutely.
Where are you guys located?
We're at 555 Reactor Way. It is essentially Rock and Mel Street area.
Oh, okay.
If we could dig a tunnel to the airport, we wouldn't have to go very far to catch a plane because airport runways are literally right there. I can see the planes from my office.
Oh, wow. That's nuts. Well, that's cool. Well, then people need to take advantage of this. Remind us again of the time and the place.
It's Saturday, September 7th. The doors open around 9:30. We have a small opening ceremony at 10 o'clock, and then we kick off the games around 10:30, the races. So, lunch will be starting. We start to serve lunch pretty early, around 11:15, 11:30.
All right.
And then last year, and I'm not sure, I'm hoping they'll do it this year, First Independent Bank provided donuts and coffee for us in the morning.
Okay.
So
fingers
there's
crossed.
A reason
if
to get it.
Listening,
yeah.
Hint. Yeah.
It's a good time to come a little early, grab a donut, coffee, and peruse the silent auction and raffle. We had a lot of fun. Prizes last year, some things that I bid on, I didn't win. But
at least you got your name in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, people take advantage. Website? Do you have a website, I assume?
Oh, yeah, we sure do. You can go there from our original website, which is hsireno.com. And you can also get there from iCelerate, which is I-C-E-L-E-R, the number 8, .org.
Cool. LaVon Brooks, well, thank you so much for being here
My
and talking
pleasure.
About this wonderful event.
My pleasure, Ian. Hope to see you there.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.